The heat pump defrost board component reference. A field reference on the heat pump defrost board, how time and temperature and demand defrost work, the defrost thermostat slash sensor, how to force a test defrost, and how to confirm the board is the fault. From the Launch My HVAC knowledge base. What it is, the defrost board is the controller in a heat pump's outdoor unit that decides when to melt frost off the outdoor coil and runs the defrost sequence. In heating mode, the outdoor coil is the evaporator and runs below freezing, so it ices up. To clear it, the board flips the reversing valve to cooling for a few minutes so hot gas runs through the outdoor coil and melts the frost, shuts off the outdoor fan, and energizes auxiliary heat so the indoor air doesn't blow cold. The board also handles normal heating slash cooling outputs, reversing valve, compressor contactor, outdoor fan, and accepts inputs from the defrost thermostat or coil sensor. This article is about how the board makes the defrost decision, how to test it by forcing a defrost, and how to confirm it's actually the failed part. How it works. There are two main strategies. Time and temperature defrost, the common, older method. The board counts compressor run time, and at a fixed interval selectable, often 30, 50, 60, or 90 minutes, it checks the defrost thermostat clamp to the coil. If that thermostat is closed coil cold enough to be frosted, the board initiates a defrost. Defrost ends when the coil warms enough to open the defrost thermostat, or a maximum time typically 10 minutes runs out, whichever comes first. So it defrosts on a schedule but only if the coil is actually cold. Demand defrost, the smarter, newer method. The board watches one or two temperature sensors, coil and ambient, and calculates the difference. It only initiates defrost when the sensors say frost has actually built up enough to matter. This avoids needless defrost cycles and is more efficient, but it depends on accurate sensors. During defrost, the board switches the reversing valve to cooling, de-energizes the outdoor fan so the coil warms fast, and sends a signal to bring on indoor auxiliary slash strip heat to temper the supply air. In the field, find the defrost interval pins. Time and temperature boards have selectable timing pins, e.g., 30/50/60/90 minutes. Note where the jumper sits. A too long interval lets the coil ice over. A too short one wastes energy and comfort. Force a test defrost. Most boards have a way to speed up or force a defrost so you don't wait an hour. Commonly, you short across two designated test/speed-up pins or jumper them with the unit running in heat, which rapidly advances the timer to trigger defrost. Watch the sequence. Reversing valve shifts, you'll hear it and feel the unit change. Outdoor fan stops, coil starts shedding frost, and aux heat should come on. That single test proves the board, the reversing valve output, the fan output, and the aux heat signal at once. Test the defrost thermostat slash sensor. On time and temperature, the defrost thermostat is a temperature switch clamp to the coil slash return bend. It closes cold often around 30 degrees and opens warm often around 50 to 80 degrees depending on the part. Omit. Close when the coil is cold, open when warm. A defrost thermostat stuck open means the board never sees cold, so it never defrosts and the coil ices solid. Stuck closed means it can defrost too often or get stuck in defrost. Confirm the board's outputs. With the right inputs present, verify the board actually energizes the reversing valve, drops the fan, and calls aux heat during a forced defrost. If inputs are right and an output is dead, that's the board. Normal values and targets. Defrost interval time and temp. Selectable. Commonly 30, 50, 60, or 90 minutes of accumulated compressor run time. Maximum defrost duration. Typically about 10 minutes. The board terminates defrost at this cap even if the thermostat hasn't opened. Defrost thermostat close temp. Roughly 28 to 32 degrees closes as the coil gets cold. Open temp, commonly 50 to 80 degrees depending on the part. It ends defrost when the coil warms past this. During defrost, reversing valve energized to cooling, outdoor fan OFF, aux/strip heat on, compressor still running, aux heat call. The board's W/defrost output brings on indoor electric heat to temper supply air, so the customer doesn't get a blast of cold. Common faults and what they mean. Outdoor coil iced into a solid block. Unit struggling in heat to board never initiating defrost. Defrost thermostat stuck open. Bad sensor. Wrong/too long interval pin. Or a failed board. Unit stuck in defrost running cold. Reversing valve stays in cool to defrost thermostat stuck closed. Sensor fault. Or a board that won't terminate. Defrost happens, but supply air blows cold to aux heat output not energizing during defrost. Check the board's W/defrost output and the indoor heat. Outdoor fan runs during defrost to fan output not dropping. Frost won't clear well. Board or fan relay fault. defrosts way too often to demand defrost sensors out of calibration, or a defrost thermostat stuck closed on a time and temp board, no response to force defrost test to board, or the test pin slash inputs aren't right, verify compressor is running first the board counts runtime. Tech tips and gotchas. The force defrost test is the fastest way to verify a heat pump's defrost system in one move. Don't sit and wait an hour. Speed it up at the board and watch all four things valve, fan, frost, aux heat happen. A defrost thermostat stuck open is the classic coil ice's solid cause and it's cheap to replace. Always omit cold vs warm before condemning the board. Some frost on the outdoor coil in cold, damp weather is normal between defrost cycles. A light, even coat that clears each cycle, a solid block of ice, or frost that never clears, is the fault. Don't condemn a board for normal frosting. On-demand defrost units. The sensors are the weak link. A coil or ambient sensor that's drifted causes either too frequent or too rare defrosts. Check sensor resistance against the temperature before blaming the board. If aux heat doesn't come on during defrost, the customer feels a cold draft and calls it blowing cold air. That's often a defrost output or aux heat wiring issue, not a refrigerant problem. Verify the defrost sequence brings on strip heat. Set the interval pin to match the climate and the manufacturer's recommendation. In a wet, cold region, a shorter interval may be warranted. In a dry climate, a longer one saves energy. Safety slash code notes. Don't disable defrost to stop the unit from blowing cold. A heat pump that can't defrost will ice up, lose capacity, and can damage the compressor by flooding it with liquid off a blocked coil. Match the replacement board and defrost thermostat slash sensor to the equipment so the timing and termination logic stay correct. De-energize at the disconnect before handling the board. Its outputs carry line voltage to the contactor, fan, and reversing valve. The aux heat strip circuit is high current. Verify its own protection and disconnect when working near it.